Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2026, and we are coming live this morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Stand by.
I've been trying to sign into this computer for half.
Doom. Ding, doom. Ding. Ding. Doom.
Security is so good on the computer that we can't sign into our own computers.
It is amazing.
It's like when Tom Cruise had to get into the CIA and he had to drop from the ceiling.
You gotta get the knock list.
Pretty close.
Gotta say, toast a bunch. Toast.
That's because they expect you to pull your face off.
Sometimes I wish I could, Galvin. I wish I could. Anyway, welcome to the program. How is everybody feeling? Everything good today? Is it frisk outside? What do we got?
What's going on?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yep.
It's supposed to get cold again this weekend.
Ooh. I know. I love the cold weekends.
Yeah. People were wrong. I thought that was supposed to be the last cold.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what what's his face said at
Fox 16. But that's always wrong because we know that in February it's always cold in February.
Yeah.
And then March it starts warming up.
Did you see New Hampshire over the weekend? Remember we talked to Vivian Campbell and he said he was in New Hampshire?
Right.
And then New Hampshire, it was negative 40 degrees the day that we talked to him. And with the wind and the snow, they were showing something on TV in New Hampshire that was just getting beat by wind and snow. And with that, it was a negative. It felt like negative 160.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there was. Yeah, they set like a new record.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Crazy.
You ever see the video where they take the boiling water and throw it up in the air?
Yeah.
Except it wasn't cold enough, and the guy throws it up in the air and just comes back. Ah!
Boiling water on himself. Yeah.
Burns himself like an idiot.
I used to have a Mustang, and I needed it to go to work when I lived in New York. And I moved back to New York for like a year in 94, and I would try to come up with ways to make my thing. Like, they have a really good thing now. They have this thing that goes on your windshield, and then it closes in your door. And then when it snows, you get up in the morning, you just open your door, and you pull that thing, and all the snow comes off. It's
right.
A great idea. But my thing is, like, in New York, the snow plows would come, and they would put the snow up against your car. So you already had to climb through the snow to get in your car. But my locks kept freezing. So I couldn't lock my doors at night because I couldn't get my key in. So in the morning, I got up, and I boiled water, and I was like, I'm not in Alaska. I'm not the guy who could throw the water out in the air, and it freezes. So I boiled water, and I took it out, and I'm like, I'll pour it on my lock just so I can get my key in. And the minute I poured it on my lock, sheet of ice.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how fast it froze.
Well, I see people who pour it on their window, and it's like, know what's going to happen. Just smash, window breaks, and they're pouring water into their car.
It was pretty interesting. I think now I wouldn't mind because I'd have a different car. I have a remote where I could start it, you know, a half hour before we leave and all that stuff. I'd have a driveway or a garage.
Yeah, but the problem with that is even if your car is nice and toasty and the windshield's clean and all that stuff, you're still driving on this. Where there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And you just start spinning and you go, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I've spun around a bunch of times before.
You feel like you're driving through the galaxy because the snow's coming at you and your light's on and you're like, I can't see anything. Yeah. It's the worst. Yeah, it's terrible.
I've never had to experience digging my car out of the snow or heating it up before the snow and none of that.
Well, I told you, whenever I moved down here, I gave my ice scraper to my dad.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm never using this yet. if I'm living north of I-10, it's because they paid me like $8 million to go there. Because it's brutal, man.
My grandfather, who lived in South Jersey, my grandparents, my grandfather's garage was so clean you could eat off the floor, literally. For their anniversary party, they actually had the anniversary party in their garage. Like, that's how clean it is. And he would drive to North Jersey. He'd drive, like, you know, an hour and a half every day to get to work. And he would, it would be fine for him because he had his car in the garage. He had, you know, he could start it. He could open the door, start the garage, get it warmed up, get in and just drive and leave. I just never had that luxury. I never had that. Michael Jordan had that heated driveway in Chicago.
Yeah.
The snow would fall and immediately melt. That's pretty cool. Anyway, today it's maybe 68 degrees. So
it's supposed to get down, I think, like 44 on Sunday.
Ooh, yeah. I love that.
Hell yeah.
Perfect for a young girl's soccer game. 44 yeah. degrees.
Right. Why on the weekends? Why can't it do that during the week?
I got to tell you, Carmen, I like it on the weekends. Oh. I like to sit outside my little fireplace and just sit there and stare off.
I'm
like
not
an old
mad
man.
At a little chill every once yeah. in a while, yeah. you know, but.
But yeah. when it happens on the weekend, like, I don't do anything. I just stay on my couch.
Yeah. Oh, really? When it's frisk like that, I like to get outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah. It makes me want to, like, I open the garage doors and I want to move stuff around. Like, I feel like it gives me a little. When it's 900 degrees, you sweat walking to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do anything today. Well, this is my Valentine's Day weekend because Valentine's Day is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, next week. Is Valentine's Day rather is during the week, so we can't do anything. And
it's
then,
a week from today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. yeah.
And then next weekend is Bert's here on Friday, and then Bobby comes, I think, on Sunday. So I don't have anything that I could do next week.
And Bobby's coming this time to be where?
Bobby comes on the 20th, I think, on Monday, and then he is here that following weekend, the 24th, on at McCurdy's in Sarasota.
McCurdy's, okay.
Why does he just not live here now?
And then no, it gets worse. In March, right. he'll be back yeah. to do side splitters.
Just move here. What are you doing? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because look, he did Off the Hook Comedy Club. He can do the West Palm Club or the Miami Club.
The Key West Club loved him.
The Key West Club yeah. loved him.
Just he, own Florida.
Mm-hmm. Florida, and you can easily get from here. You can get to Georgia. You yeah. can get to, yeah. I don't know. I don't really know what the situation is, but maybe this is one step closer. Who knows?
Is he going on the cruise or no?
No, he's not going on the cruise. No, the cruise is sold out. The cruise is sold out, so, yeah, that's it. The cruise is sold out. There's nothing more. There's nobody more we can add. I don't think the only way that there'd be anybody, any rooms open is if somebody cancels, which happens, you know, other people.
What about Joe's room?
what?
what? There might be an open spot.
No, I got Phyllis on standby. Don't worry.
yeah, what, so oh, leave
so
her
do
her
I.
Yeah.
I'm having Phyllis come with me.
Okay.
Listen, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Because you don't, for some reason, want to, Listen, ladies, I'm just going to tell you right now, there may not be an opportunity for Joe to bring a new lady on the cruise.
What?
Why do you sound surprised?
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like Joe and his relationship is not as solid as it was before. And I believe Joe's trying to hold on to
old things.
You're
getting that feeling? You're getting that feeling? When we asked Joe, what's going on? And he goes,
I was made privy to some new information yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, Joe is very surprisingly conservative. Because Joe definitely doesn't want anything bad to be said about his, what we may call his ex-girlfriend.
Listen, I'll do that for you, dude.
Listen, though, but Joe didn't have a bad thing to say. And I said to Joe, I said, listen to me. There's no sense in hiding this from anyone. If you were a single man, and I think the other thing that Joe is not realizing, and I've said this plenty of times on the air, since Spanish decided to be dedicated to one girl, mm-hmm. which he's been pretty good at.
Pretty good.
I mean, we should probably say very good. Pretty good. Pretty good is not a good word.
That's pretty good.
That's not what you want on that test.
Well, no, but seriously, Spanish is surprisingly monogamous. And,
surprising.
Even when we make jokes like Spanish, let's go out with this girl. He's like, well, you know, if I didn't have a girlfriend, like he's been pretty good like that.
Like a C, C plus.
Wait, no.
It's passing.
Not a good
Thank
grade.
You. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
I think he actually gets a D.
Hey.
6-9. I'm out.
No.
Your monogamous record is an A plus.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Your
thank you.
Entertaining ideas is maybe an A minus.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I'd be like, hey, Spanish, this girl would totally be like, oh, if I didn't have a girlfriend, that's an A minus. Like A plus would be like if you said, hey, Mike, there's this girl, and I said, nope, I'm married. Don't
talk
to me.
Normally, I ask the shoe size, what they smell like. Then that's as far as
then
it goes.
It's out.
Yeah. What the shoes smell like?
Yeah.
Wow. I got my things.
So Joe, I believe now Joe doesn't really want to get into details or anything, but I'm trying to let him know that since Spanish has become monogamous and he has become slated as the fashion icon of the show, there are a lot of women who hit me up on Instagram every time I post a picture of you, and they're like, I totally love him. I think he's so sexy. I love blah, blah, blah. Yes, this Joe. Yeah. I get that a lot.
Imagine that, Gio.
Right.
Yeah, wait until they meet him in person. Right.
Right.
I got some stories I could share.
Joe has that lead singer quality about him. Every lead singer's a dirtbag, but you still like him. You know what I mean? Look at Josh. Josh is a dirty, smelly bastard, but the girls love him.
He calls it showmance.
That's right. Showmance.
Showmance?
Yeah. That's right.
I love that you have names for everything. Well, during your showmance, yeah. I believe that you should, I know it's new, but I believe that you should open up on maybe on the cruise.
Well,
The first time in a long time, because he even talked about, I don't know if I could say this, but he was like, maybe I should bring another girl. And I went, no, you don't bring any girls. No. You go on that cruise and you peacock.
Yeah.
You strut it around, Joe.
That's right.
You
know
what? Michael, what do you have to say about this, Joe?
What do you mean? What do I have to say about
it? Mike is dancing around the whole scenario.
Yeah. I believe I'm moonwalking right up the middle with this.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Carmen. I've seen my girlfriend at least 3 times in the last month, so things are going good.
Oh,
everything's fine.
Month.
So she's your girlfriend.
Would you be my girlfriend if I only saw you 3 right? times in a month?
I'm just saying that's what he said. Those were his words.
Yeah, I think he was trying to explain something to you by saying that.
Well, he's not doing a good job again. Be direct.
Will you bring your puke cat on the cruise or create a new one?
I will create a brand new puke cat.
Look at that.
One per day for you, Gio.
I think he's going to have a whole puke outfit.
Listen to me. He's fashion forward.
The ladies want to know.
Well,
can I tell him about your clothes outside?
No.
Wait.
We went outside yesterday to throw out some trash, and he's got a whole outfit outside. And I was like, you did some laundry, and you just air drying it out here? And upon further inspection, I said, oh, this is a puke outfit. All right. Very nice.
What is
hell yeah.
At least you didn't bring it in the house.
This is not true. This is completely made up.
You got a problem, dude.
At least you didn't bring it in the house, Joe.
Thank you, Michael.
Throw it away.
Yes, I do have a problem, Gio. I like to drink.
And I cannot lie.
Jeez.
Listen, I saw a very inspirational message by Bert. Okay.
That's right.
He said,
I will never give up drinking.
Stop drinking. I will keep my body tight and right so that I can continue to have a good time. I want to watch the sunrise with people. I want to party. That's what I'm going to do.
This guy knows.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do on the cruise.
There's a big
solo.
But there's a big component of Bert's life that you're missing.
Yeah, I
success.
Know. Yeah, I understand.
Bert didn't start out that way either, Joe. Don't let them bring you down.
That is true.
Don't let them bring you down.
But Joe's drinking problem is the alcohol goes in, mixed with the food that he had, and then comes back out. Yeah. That's a problem.
Food is the problem.
When Bert confidently says that, there's a component that Joe doesn't have.
I'm just letting you know he inspired me.
Joe, okay. Don't let them bring you down, Joe.
Thank you, Michael.
This new single Joe, the single fashion icon.
Yeah, that's right.
The Showtime, what was it? Showmancer?
Showmancer, yeah.
The Showmancer. I mean, ladies, this fruit is ripe on the vine.
Oh, man.
Time to start picking.
Little rotten. Past ripe.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a tinge of mildew on that
fruit.
You
pick them up and your thumb goes right through. You're like, what the hell?
Get ready, Tampa Bay.
So for the first time ever, we've made people spit out water through the nose and all that stuff. I was blowing my nose when Galvin said that, and I sucked the snot.
No way.
Because I thought either it's going to blow out all over my hand or I'm going to choke to death, and I almost chose choking to death. That was funny.
You put your thumb right through him and you can feel his pit.
It's Bachelor. You got Tom Brady and Pap Joe DeSantis.
You and me out on the town.
Let's do a couple that would be.
I know.
Let's do this, Tom. Yeah.
Did you see that underwear selfie with
Damn
Tom
right.
Brady on the bed?
I'll Who take missed one?
It? Why'd he cover his pecker, though?
I don't know.
I think we know.
Yeah, because
he's got kids, you know.
Listen,
you want to sell underwear? My wife goes, you see that thirst trap Tom Brady put out there? I go, of course I did. Yeah. For a half hour, I stared at it.
I pounded the like.
Listen to me. Tom and Joe become friends. They go out. At the end of the night, Joe gets really drunk, and Tom just picks him up like a monkey and puts him on his shoulders.
Yeah. Yes. Throws That's me like a football into the car.
Right. let me see. There's calls coming in. Maybe there are ladies wanting to meet Joe. Good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. Hello. I hope that car just crashed. Like, I hope we just heard the accident.
Phones are tough. They're hard.
616, defusing a bomb in the morning.
Dude, I was listening to Drew yesterday on the way home, and they said some lady was talking, and they were being so nice to her, and all of a sudden it sounded like they were cutting trees down next to her. And finally John goes, "What the hell is going on?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, I'm getting gas, and this guy next to me is just doing some stuff." But yeah, I get it. I mean, that kind of stuff is hard. I had to drive in rush hour traffic yesterday. Oof. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What a... No wonder why Gio's so mean all the time.
Oh, it's the worst.
Dude, it really... I had to go from St. Pete to home at 5 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. And,
yeah. Well, I mean, look, I got to be honest. Once the hard part was over, like once I got over the bridge, I was fine. But that whole St. Pete to the bridge thing, geez, I can understand.
That's why they're expanding the bridge.
Yeah. I know. I mean, Carmen, I get it. And they're shutting the bridge down for a little while to do that, too. So... Look, they're expanding the bridge, but it's all going to bottleneck at the other end anyway. So.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the same thing with I-4. When they started doing that I-4 thing, they had to work on it for like 10 years because if they shut it down and they do it, or if they didn't do it right, they're just going to expand it to get more people on it, only to bottleneck it up at the top. So, I don't know. It's pretty hard. It's pretty complicated to figure out how to do it without inconveniencing everybody. But so thankfully, we have three other bridges you can cross to get over there. So.
Yeah, I had to take Gandy this morning.
Oh, it's closed today?
Well, it was, but it was open by the time I got there. But none of the road signs had been updated, so I didn't know. So just to be safe, instead of having to like backtrack and turn around, I just went Gandy.
Smart.
Let me tell you what they dropped on me on this show. So when I signed my contract to work here, John Larson was the program director, and he said, "Hey, you want to come to my house? We'll go over the clocks." And I was like, "Yeah, right, cool." I was excited, and I went to his house. And John, I you know, this is nothing against him. He's a nice guy. He really is. So we go in, and we sit down, and he shows me the clock, and it's an 8-song-an-hour clock. Nobody ever said that to me. I never played music before, and I was like I worked at the country station, and we played music when we wanted to, like we wanted to take a break or whatever. So he was like, "Yeah, it's 8 songs an hour. It's 10, but you can drop 2. And I was like, "What's?" I didn't know what to do. And I was like, "Yeah, we can't do that." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, no, it's not." And I literally got moved to poop. My stomach hurt so bad. I stood up and I said, "Can I use your bathroom?" And I had a crap in my new program director's house. That's the absolute truth.
Happens to me all the time, Michael.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. So I crap in John's house. I come back out and I sit down with him, and we're just talking about what's going on. Then I find out the show starts at 5:30, not 6. And that was something we never talked about. Yeah, because in the contract, it says you have to work from 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. or whatever. And I didn't know, you know, at the time. I didn't think about anything. Those are just the hours that they put down so that you would get a full time.
They don't tell you before any, like, what they're expecting from you besides just a random time.
When I took this job, I had worked for 3 radio stations in a matter of 8 months, and my wife was pregnant. They really could have paid me $9 an hour. Mm-hmm. I would have taken the job. So I don't remember what the problem was or how I was just finding that out then, and I was like, 5:30, he's like, "Oh yeah, 5:30 So now I got 8 songs an hour. I start at 5:30 in the morning. I'm crapping in my program director's house. I'm absolutely, absolutely miserable by the whole deal. And then we start working, and I'm coming from Wesley Chapel to St. Petersburg while I have, you know, a pregnant wife. It's just a miserable experience every day. And around the area of USF, you know, like by Fowler and all that, they're having rolling roadblocks. So they would stop traffic and keep you there sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes. So I would get to work when I could. And, you know, it was before 6 o'clock. And then one time the old douchey GM here, Jay, he saw me coming in. He got in at 6. I got in at 6. So he pulled my card, my time card, to see what times I've been coming in. And then told the program director to give me crap about it. So he's like, "Hey, Jay pulled your time card, and you've been coming in at 5:40 and 5:40. And I go, "Yeah." I go, "Because there's rolling roadblocks. I leave the same time every day. Sometimes I get stuck in them. Sometimes I don't." He's like, "Oh, I see. Can you go a different way?" I go, "I don't know. Well, you want to look an aerial map of Wesley Chapel to St. Petersburg? Maybe you can go a different..." I was like, I wanted to punch him right in his other eye.
Yeah.
I went, "I don't know what you guys want from me." I go, "Are things not good? Are the ratings not better?" "I don't know, they're doing great." I go, "Then stop busting my balls. Why are you busting my balls? The idiots that worked here before me, you guys were in 14th place, and nobody bothered them nearly as much as you're bothering me." Oh, just I'm surprised. That's why when they came out, I'll never forget when they announced when Galvin came, and then shortly after Galvin was here, they announced that there was a pension, and we were on the air, so we couldn't be in the pension meeting, but Kevin Nealon was.
Yeah.
So Kevin Nealon came in the studio, and he was like, "Oh, you guys got a great pension. You got to be here for 5 years. You'll be vested. 10 years is," and I go, "Oh, I'll never be here 5 years." Mm. I mean, that was my number one thing is I signed a 3-year contract, and I thought I will never be here more than 5 years. 16 years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, but all the other people are gone. Like, all the other douchebags that made that life miserable are gone.
And but now, that's just people trying to justify their own job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in charge, so let me be in charge of things.
Yeah.
And here, I'll tell you what time this guy's coming in.
Bob Neal ran this company forever, and Jay O'Connor was the general manager or vice president forever, and this cluster never had success anywhere. They were always third or lower, and it was never successful. It was like the joke of the other two radio stations. And then once they pushed Bob Neal out and Jay left, and they started, and Keith came in, and they started doing things, the company started doing things differently, that's when it took off. That's when things started going really good. So, and Keith, even though he was a nervous Nelly, he let us do a lot of things that I didn't think he'd let us get away with, and that's when we had success. So, you know, I don't know what you made me think about that this morning, those rolling.
It's funny because a few things about that, me coming in, I had a different perspective because I came in and I'm like, we're only playing 8 songs an hour. We were playing like 12 songs an hour. I remember Mike saying, "Goddamn," on the air, and I was like, like, is he going to dump that? Like, I couldn't, you know, I was like blown away by that. And then the other thing was after I got done, I went in to John Larson, the program director. I go, "Hey, John, I'm done." I go, "Do I have any production or what am I supposed to do?" And he goes, "You're done with the show?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Go home." And I go, "Oh, all right. That's awesome." Because in my old job, we used to have to do like an hour of commercials and do all kind of stuff. Yeah, but that was like if there was stuff that was assigned to us, we just had to do that. So I was like, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, it was so funny. It was like good situation for you, and it was the worst situation I'd ever been in. I did mornings on a country station where I only made $40,000 a year, and I was happier than I was when I was here doing my own show playing 8 songs an hour.
But now we got Meter, and you're in your garage in your home studio.
Yep.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, no. Things,
so there's always a downside.
You're right.
So yesterday I went to the sales thing that they had and played in a poker tournament. Now, that was something that they asked me, "Hey, would you do this?" And I said, "Sure, I like poker."
2023, Mike Kelta shows up to stuff. Wow.
It's Meter, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's 100%.
It's Meter, but I have to tell you, I went and had a ball.
Yeah?
It was so much fun. And they, it was Rolex Day. They got the Rolexes.
Oh, nice. We missed it.
That's why my emails didn't get returned yesterday, I see.
Yeah.
It was a bowl of Rolexes.
Today. Cool.
Did they mention me at all?
No. But can I tell you something? So last year, this company, they gave out Rolexes to salespeople for achieving certain milestones. Mm-hmm. And we were crapping all over it because, you know, Gio's working 2 jobs and Joe's, you know, part-time, and they're handing out Rolexes. So we were like, screw them. They don't do anything, you know, for this side of the building and this and the other thing.
Right, and it's not like they're selling our talent.
Yeah, but it's not like they're
making money off of our backs.
Right.
It
doesn't have anything to do with it.
And however, there's always a surplus of money every year that they tell us about. Yeah, they're always like, we make so much more.
So we decided to do a sign instead of giving it to you.
I mean, hell, how many songs have we played in an hour?
Yeah. Right.
So, but yesterday, being there for it, I understand it a little bit better, okay? And I understand, I'm not like, you know, it'd be great.
Company Mike.
Yeah. Let me explain. You all were invited, were you not?
No. I didn't. No.
I saw an email. No,
I was. Here.
Yeah, I saw an email that went out that said, it said, you're all invited, and I'm sorry if you're on the air at this time, but it's the only time we can do it. I saw it.
I can't go.
But shut up.
All right.
So they had 3 Rolex prizes that they gave away. And they were to the person, the person who sold the most, the person who brought the new most money. They were well-deserved prizes. So if somebody brought in $2 million worth of new business and they gave them a Rolex that they probably traded for at some jewelry store, I actually understood it better. And they should be more transparent about that because when the other people, you know, the new people and the part-time people are hearing this, and they're like, I have to figure out what I'm eating tomorrow, and you guys are giving each other a roll. It's not the case. So I actually think it would have been better if more people could have seen that. And then at the end, there was a poker tournament in which I played in and everybody else played in, and the winner of the poker tournament got a new watch, a new, I think it was a tag watch. Or,
hell yeah.
It was a nice watch. And I was smoking people at my table. I was getting, I got John out, I got Jason out, I was kicking everybody out. I got down to the final table with Johnny B, and my stack was 12 times the size of Johnny B. And one of the lady salespeople wiped me out. We both went all in, and she crushed me. She had
who
full house.
Who wound up winning?
I don't know. I don't know. That's funny because when I left, I think there were five people left at the table, and I said, should I stay and wait till after traffic, or should I go now? And they were all like, go now, because it was 4:30.
Because Johnny B was a dealer, poker yes. dealer, and he's good. And I've sat at a card game with him, and he was calling what card was coming next. And I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Johnny B, when the game started, he was at a different table, and he came over and I said hi. And we talked, and he goes, well, see you at the final table. And sure enough, we were both at the final table.
Now, did they do anywhere they give away a Rolex for, like, the funniest person or the tallest person or anything like that?
I didn't see that.
No innovation Rolex?
Tallest person, I don't think.
Tallest person deserves something.
They put it up like a ladder match. They have it above the ring. Yeah. And you have to get it.
So I had five Safety Harbor Spa gift certificates. And if you knocked me out, you got them, right?
Oh, so you had like a bounty.
I had a bounty, okay. But I knocked out Jason, I knocked out Brennan, I knocked out all these people. So I had like 15 Safety Harbor spots.
Oh, you get theirs whenever
I get theirs, whenever I win. And then when I got knocked out, I had to give the ones that I initially had away to everybody. So I got to tell you.
I got to tell you, if they would have put that in the email, that there were going to be games and prizes, maybe people would show up. What I got was
poker game.
It was a sales kickoff. And I was like, all right, because I went to one of those before, and I think somebody was wearing a flight suit. And I was like, what's going on?
All right. Yeah.
2023 Corporate Mike Calder had a great time.
You got to be better with your emails.
Mike Calder, who goes to things, had a great time yesterday.
Question, did you go with your tactic where you were like, I'm just going to go all in on every
hand? No, I hadn't played poker in a long time. And also, I was at the table with some – I was – initially with Melanie and John and Jason and a bunch of other people, and then they got out and they were moved to different tables, and then Sonia was there, and Kelly Potter was there, and like these people are all on my table, and I had fun with them and they were good. And then when I left, Kelly, I was joking with Kelly that the two of us could live at the Safety Harbor Spa. We had so many things, and I left and she was still in, so she may live in the Safety Harbor Spa at this point. I had a good time. They were all, we've gone through a series of douchebags that work here as well, and they were all good people. So it was fun. I feel like we should do more stuff with that side of the building. There's too much that keeps us separated, so we don't really have that bond with them all the time. Right away, I hate them because I've always hated salespeople because they've been nothing but scummy to me since I was a kid. But in this building, they've been pretty good.
I take it back. They did include that, but I'll tell you where I stopped reading. It says... we're having our annual blah, 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 all-in sales contest, this, that, there. We will have a brief presentation. I was out right there.
Was the presentation of Rolexes.
But that's the problem. And then
it's like
it says,
a timeshare.
It says, followed by a Texas Hold'em tournament where you can win some incredible prizes. See, you should got to say that first and say also a brief presentation.
So, you know, Melanie got the Rolex last year. Yes. And we busted her balls the whole year about it. And she told her husband, she said, if I win the Rolex this year, I'm going to take it and throw it at Mike Calder's face and tell him, keep it. And Sammy said, you're not really going to do that, are you? And she's like, yes. So immediately when we got there, I took a picture of the watch. I sent it to Sammy and I go, thank you. This means a lot.
That's awesome.
By the way, that would really show everyone. Throw it to the only guy that makes more money than you do. Burn.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it was a good time and I was happy to be there. That's it. And I said, I go, we should do this every week. I'd be fine. I'm gambling this weekend. I'm going to the Hard Rock.
Good luck. Not that you need it, but.
No. I just want to be in that environment. Yeah. Like I've been saying Vegas, but I'm going to Hard Rock and I'm going to be that guy that at 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody's like, what is this guy doing? He's still playing. I'm just going to sit there. Enjoy the day.
Visit the pool at all?
The Hard Rock pool?
Yeah.
No. What 40 degrees. 16?
Oh, all right.
I'm not to hang out at the pool. I'm the guy.
Idiot.
I'm the guy who eats, drinks, and sleeps. That's it. I'm not.
I hate looking at girls that are in bikinis, too.
What a jerk.
Listen, you realize You get to a certain age where you don't care about any of that stuff.
Nah, I don't. I feel like I'll never be at that age.
I was out at the Hard Rock Pool. Very nice. Not crazy dance music. They actually had acoustic guys over there playing.
Oh, maybe I will be.
And then they have a really good restaurant out there that delivers right to you.
Thank you, Galvin. Yeah. The first time you've ever had
a little cabana.
Right?
Galvin just said it's going to be 40 degrees this weekend. I don't think I'm going to sit at the pool.
Yeah. Although they probably have nice little heaters out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Heat up the pool.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be at the pool.
I can sell. Now, I should get a Rolex. I'm right? selling everything over here.
Approved.
You know, I should go to the spa.
Oh, dude. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, corporate Mike definitely goes to the spa.
Yeah.
Corporate
Why don't
Mike?
You go to Safety Harbor with all your
pets? Yeah, you do that.
Ask Johnny
B. You can have some back.
No, that was the best. I lost and I gave them the ones that I went away and Brian was like, and then I go, no, these are mine. I won these. I'm taking these home. I got a mother. I got Carmen. I got people to give gifts to.
Damn right.
Hey, Carmen.
Yes.
Did Josh send you a text yesterday?
No.
Okay. He sent me a text.
Okay.
You may have to go back to the homeland, back to Michigan.
Why?
Are you aware of the Deja Vu Showgirls in Michigan?
Deja Vu, yeah.
They are having a contest on Saturday. What's that?
An Ipsy.
They're having a contest on Saturday, May 20th. $1,000 in cash prizes and other things, and I think you are a shoo-in.
Why?
Deja Vu Showgirls in Michigan is having a prettiest butthole contest.
Oh. Oh.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on our Instagram, at the Mike Calda Show. You can look at it. That's a real contest.
Hell yeah.
That was the first strip club I ever went to.
Well, listen, it might be time
for you. And I'm not going
home.
Back.
She's coming home.
Might be time to pick up a quick grand, Carmen.
Maybe.
Yeah. He sends me out. He goes, Carmen's a shoo-in. I go, yeah, there's probably been a shoo-in.
Wait.
All right. It is Tuesday, which means Dom will be here. Ask the Dom. Not here last week.
I know.
Court,
I was thinking
the
about
first
that.
Time and I think since... Ever, I don't know. Right? I don't, we ever, never really had a cancel Dom.
Yeah.
He the day he could do it, we already were booked that day. So for you felons who did not get to talk to Dom, we will have your opportunity coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You'll be able to take your legal calls. What else on the show today? It's Tuesday. Carmen will tell you what we have to give away when we come back from break, and we'll start all off with Sporkle. We'll do it next. It's a Mike Calda Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calda Show on 102.5 The Bone. Barbecue lovers of Tampa Bay, we have an event just for you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.